Strategies to encourage fast thinking in individuals. The following are a few examples of how you might develop your own fast thinking, or how you might encourage fast thinking in your team. Idea number one. Adopt a non-exploratory, non-reasoning approach and notice what happens. For a full day, decide to judge nothing, to analyse nothing, to just respond to everything instinctively. Be sensible and recognise that although you may think or feel something, it may not be politic or life-enhancing or career-enhancing to say it. But today, just simply notice what comes up for you. Simply notice what it's like to not judge, what it's like not to feel you have to analyse everything all of the time. Strategy number two. Set a timer or your watch or your phone to go off 15 minutes later over 4 hours. For 15 minutes, deal with 10 to 15 messages in your inbox. Choose simple messages that you can respond to instinctively, almost without needing to think. If you come across one that you want to think about and explore, leave it and move on quickly. Notice what you move on from and what gets done. In the next 3/4 hour, do something else. And then set the time again on the hour to do the 15 minutes again. Just notice what happens when you do that 15 minutes of focused thinking. And notice what happens when things don't get done. And notice what kinds of things don't get done and what kinds of thing your fast head likes to solve in the 15-minute slot. Sometimes when we're fast thinking, what we're really doing is failing to notice. We're failing to experience what we're accessing, what we're reading or what we're experiencing in the moment. And sometimes when we're fast thinking, it means that we are failing. So often when we read something, be it a paper, a report, or a book at work, what we're really doing is reading it in order to critique it or reading it in order to analyse it. So to encourage your fast thinking, I'm going to suggest that you read a paper or a book for 30 to 45 minutes and quickly note down only your impressions, your feelings and inclinations without criticising or analysing it. And notice how differently you read when you're not criticising and analysing. Notice what happens when you just base everything on impressions, feelings.